Father, that Psalm 139 is so powerful. It speaks of how you created us and how wonderfully we are created. It speaks about the beautiful womb of a mother, the incubator where you performed this mighty miracle of us being born and formed. What a joy, what a privilege. Father, we want to thank you that all the days that have been ordained for our lives, you have already written down in your book. And we thank you by your Holy Spirit to be able to share with us. But Jesus, is because of your blood, what you did on the cross in redeeming us so that once again we can live the incredible life that the Father and you and the Holy Spirit put together there in the heavenly realms before creation. So thank you for your ministry this morning and just helping us to just take one step closer or just grow in this reality of life in your Son Jesus. And we thank you. So Father, again, what can we say, but you are worthy to receive all praise and glory and honor through your Son Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh. This morning, what I'm going to be sharing is quite a lot of a recap, because I find very often we forget about what took place when we got born again. And we add on so much other stuff all the time, and we start to travel pretty heavy with all kinds of expectations, with all kinds of religious activity and all these kind of things. And there's guilt and there's all that just climbs up. And we want to be free of all of that stuff. And we want to really live in the truth of what our life is in Christ Jesus. And because that's life. That's what we have received. And so this morning, as part of our journey, as we just keep on getting revelation by the Holy Spirit as he shares with us, and we just abide. Remember, truth sets free, but it's not just truth that sets free. Those who hold on to truth will begin to experience the freedom, the fruit of that truth. And so as the Holy Spirit speaks to you and I, we don't just, oh, that was great. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And we start to meditate on that. We started to receive that truth and allow that truth to do its work within us. And then we start to experience the fruit of that truth. And that's where the freedom really comes from in our lives. Now, I want to share something that many times you've heard probably at those from the Reformed churches, from children baptism. You've heard this child dedication when Jesus blesses the little children. But there's a powerful lesson that I believe that our Lord Jesus wants to just highlight so that we can really learn from the little children on just how to stay pure, simple, free from all the stuff that we add on as we go on in our Christian journey. And so here in Luke chapter 18 and verse 15, people were bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. And when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And then this is the statement. "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And that is a profound reality. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter it. In more of the paraphrased translations, they would say that here Jesus is referring to the children as an example of real faith in just receiving the reality of what the kingdom of God is all about. And that's what we're wanting to begin to ask the question today. Have we, as a little child, received the kingdom of God? And we will look at that now. Because if we have not received the kingdom of God, we have not entered into it. Remember in John chapter 3, when Nicodemus comes to Jesus and starts to ask him, "What must I do, etc.?" And Jesus says, "Unless you are born again, you will not enter into the kingdom of God and you will not see the kingdom of God. You've got to be born by the Holy Spirit. You've got to be fathered by God himself. And so here we have an amazing truth here where we see, I'll tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Now, what are we receiving when we receive the kingdom of God? And very often we're looking at a traditional definition of the kingdom of God, and it's always about the rule of God. But who is the ruler? You see, when we receive the kingdom of God, we are receiving the king of the kingdom. And the king comes and dwells within us. So that's the reality that we need to just begin to, once again, just by simple, pure faith, as we ask the Holy Spirit to share whatever added on to that moment when your Father, by your grace, you were so powerfully at work within me because I couldn't save myself. We couldn't save ourselves. We could not change anything. But your grace is so powerful that the so powerful reality of the grace that it actually took us out of the power of sin. Nothing else could do that. So your grace was involved in giving us a revelation. We did not know and understand Jesus Christ. We might have had intellectual understanding, but the power of God's grace involved in our salvation was so powerful that it really made God and Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit so real to you and I. And he birthed this faith in us because we didn't have this faith, and we experienced this God faith within us, and Jesus became so real. And what did we do? We received our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But he's the King of the kingdom. And when we receive the King, we've entered into his kingdom, but his kingdom now comes and dwells within us as well because he is the King. So when we start to speak about the kingdom of God, we cannot bypass Jesus Christ. He is life. So when we receive the kingdom and we entered into the kingdom, we entered into this incredible life of the King. And it's this life that is what we are speaking about. It's this life of Jesus. Remember, eternal life is not just everlasting life. Eternal life is the God quality life that is everlasting, never ending. And we've entered into this God quality life. And everything about life and religion and you name it, the enemy's strategy is to try and remove us from living in the reality of this incredible God quality of life that we have received in Jesus Christ. In him we live, we move, we have our being. He is our life. And this is what the Holy Spirit is busy helping us to really begin to understand as we grow in understanding what took place when we got born again. Remember what Jesus said when he spoke again in John 14, and he said to the disciples, I'm going to be leaving you, but I'm going to ask the Father, and he's going to give you the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, the Father and I will come and make our dwelling within you. So all of a sudden, we're starting to see, as we receive the kingdom, there's a reality of now, because Christ is the King, he cannot be out of his kingdom. He rules, he reigns, his life, everything about Jesus is within us. And it's this reality that the Holy Spirit wants us to begin to know how to almost like access by faith, so that we experience this life of Christ operating first of all within you and I as children of God. Because it's life, it's his life. And many times as we're going through our journey of freedom right now, we find there that we are trapped by what might be habits, it might be trapped by addictions, it might be trapped by just anger, whatever it may be, and we try to be free of this with our human discipline, and we're bypassing the reality that the King and his life and who he is dwells within us. And it's the Holy Spirit's ministry to make that a reality in our lives. And this is why it's so important for us to to realize and just once again, as I said, we're recapping real basic stuff. Just once again, Holy Spirit, you in me. When I got born again, you came, the Father put you in me. And now the reality of Christ's rule, the reality of Christ's life, the reality of Christ's hope, his joy, his peace, his quality of life is a reality within me. I might not know that yet. But Holy Spirit, you're the one that makes it known. You're the one that brings this a reality to me. And this is why, as we've been going, and you might not experience this, but many of your friends who are Christian are battling with depression, are battling with all kinds of issues, because they do not know this reality of the Christ, the King, dwelling within, and the Holy Spirit's ministry to make that a reality in our lives. And so folk are battling. Christianity is just dead to them, although they believe and they're just struggling over there, but they've not yet acknowledged the fact, Holy Spirit, Christ the King is in me. If Christ the King is in me and you're making his reality known, suddenly there's an agreement. There's a childlike faith. I've received a kingdom as a little child because I've received the King. And it's this childlike faith. Nothing more, nothing less. It's a God-given faith that we're operating in. And this is where the Holy Spirit, because remember, faith comes from hearing the Holy Spirit speaking to us from the Word of God. And as we have this simple childlike faith and we hear the Spirit of God communicating to us from the Word of God, what takes place is a faith being birthed, and we keep on childlike faith receiving and walking in that. And all the time, you start to experience more and more freedom. So when Jesus speaks about the reality, or when Paul speaks about what Christ did on the cross, and he says over there to us there that in Christ we have this freedom, that's a profound truth that he's busy sharing over there. I want to share with you some scriptures over here this morning. In Romans chapter 8, I want to read it from another translation. Just reading verse 1. Just understanding, just receiving the reality of Jesus, your life within us. And here we start to just read this. And we all know in NIVs and other translation, therefore is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let us read it from another translation. So now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus, the Anointed One. For the law of the Spirit, so Yahweh once again seeing the power of the Holy Spirit in releasing the reality of what the kingdom of God is all about within us. And he's starting to share this truth over there. For the law of the Spirit of life, flowing through the anointing of Jesus, has liberated us from the law of sin and death. So we've looked at those different laws some time back, and we know there that there's a law of sin and death. We could not bypass it. That's just a reality. Eat from the tree, you die. You sin, you die. Then we see this new powerful law coming in from what Christ did on the cross, and it's the Holy Spirit that manifests and brings about the reality of what Christ did in dealing with the reality of the law of sin and death. So the Holy Spirit is a spirit of life. Okay? Now we carry on. Because when we're speaking about the kingdom, we entered into the kingdom of life. It's Christ's kingdom. It's his life that you and I live in. We know that there's still the later, greater fulfillment of that we're all heading for children of God. And then he carries on, for God achieved what the law was unable to accomplish because the law was limited by the weakness of human nature. Yet God sent his Son in human form to identify with human weakness. Clothed with humanity, God's Son gave his body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and power of sin. So now every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the Anointed One living in his life in us. And we are free to live, not according to our flesh, but by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. Those who are motivated by the flesh only pursue what benefits themselves, but those who live by the impulses of the Holy Spirit are motivated to pursue spiritual realities. And again, here you can see the reality of when we receive the kingdom as a child of God, a simple, pure faith, when we receive the Holy Spirit. Now we're starting to see the powerful life of the Holy Spirit that now keeps us free and brings us into the realities of what Christ did on the cross. Can you understand why in Galatians 3 where Paul says, who has bewitched you? And he goes on and he says, now, what's happened? How did you receive Jesus Christ? And he uses the word received again. You received the Holy Spirit. And because you received the Holy Spirit, now the reality of the rule of Christ, the peace of God, the life of Jesus Christ, now through the Holy Spirit, you're able to let the kingdom of God become a reality around. And there's the signs and there's the wonders. The finger of God, as Luke will put it, as Matthew will say, it's the Spirit of God that's at work advancing the kingdom of God. Religion will try and suffocate this. And many of your friends, you know, are in a place where they're struggling with all kinds of issues, and they're a child of God. They're reading the Bible, they're praying, they're tithing, they're fasting, you name it what they're doing all the time, but there's still the bondage. We have been called to set captives free. We spend many times, just recently, someone came and, again, just very involved with forms of addiction and all that kind of stuff over there. Trapped, beautiful child of God, loves God, does everything according to the Bible, but still trapped in addictions and things like that. And as God just ministers, gives words of wisdom, just asks the questions, and just by simply dealing with the root causes like that, all of a sudden receiving what Christ has done and the power of the Holy Spirit setting the person free. Free from all the stuff that he tried to do in order to be free. And simply by a little child of faith, I receive the reality of Christ the King and what he did on the cross by faith. And then the Holy Spirit applies that truth. And there is the truth encounter. There is a victory. Where the Spirit of God is Lord, there is freedom. Okay. And so this is what we're busy looking at over there. And throughout life, God starts with you and I first. What freedom is all about. And so we might find we've got these little things that are bugging us over there. And it's not, oh no, it's, thank you Jesus. You're now teaching me how to receive as a little child what you did on the cross. You as the King of Kings and the power of your blood in setting me free from the power of sin. And I simply receive it as a little child. And now we're in agreement with truth and we start to find the Holy Spirit starts to bring about that reality, and there is the freedom that we entered into. Who's free of fear? Who's free of what the politician's going to say tomorrow? Who's fear of the bank collapsing? Of that fear? See, when you're honest with ourselves, we realize I'm not really free. And that, but the Bible speaks about a freedom. And when we're honest and we ask the Holy Spirit, we ask Father God, Father, reveal to us the areas in my life that I don't have freedom. And You'll be amazed at the little foxes. You'll be amazed at the little thing that the Holy Spirit starts to share. And the joy when we realize that and start to accept the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I don't know why we want to resist the Holy Spirit. Are we so dumb? Hey? Do we enjoy being trapped in this burden and the situation? Are we trying to say, Jesus, that wasn't good enough? My life, I've got it in control. We can be so stupid sometimes. And that's why Paul says, who has bewitched you? Because sometimes we've been bewitched by philosophies, we've been bewitched by religion, we've been bewitched by so many things and like that. So the Holy Spirit, ask Jesus, ask the Father to share, just be vulnerable and say, Father, anything in my life that now you want to show and deal with, show it to me and receive that. And then that's why when we spoke about the discipline the other day of God, it's life-giving discipline. It's not punishment. He's sharing because he's created us and he wants us to experience our God-quality life that we have forever and ever. And he wants us to be able to just simply as a child by faith receive what Christ has done. Easy like that. You might have friends that have got very strong minds. And they will argue about the simplicity of the cross of Jesus Christ. And they'll have all kinds of excuses. And that's one of the things that you and I ask. If I had to say, okay, God, Christ's kingdom is within us and he has called us to advance his kingdom. So we not only experiencing within us, but now go and heal the sick. Go and pray for them. Go and cast out the demons. How many excuses will you have in your mind? You see, those are the things that God wants to free us from. What's all that stuff that go there and all the theology and all the excuses and the doctrines that go around over there to say, no, 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 that's not for me. It was someone else or something like that. That was for the apostles only and disciples only and things like that. So all of these things, as we go into this year of growing into the freedom in Christ Jesus, all of these things, if you're keen and you're like a little child and say, Father, just expose. Here I am. Just expose these things. Share with me. Share with me truth. And spend the time to get that truth established. And we go there. We're all growing in this. And it's like with this, my hand. I've prayed, I've believed. Many people have prayed. And nothing took place. And it's over there. But that doesn't stop me from knowing that God's a healer. I just say, Lord, I need to learn a little bit more. And as I spend time, God shows a little bit more. And we start to look at the spiritual root that may not be my situation, but might be in my ancestors. Because this is called Vikings disease. And you know the Vikings and their religion. You see. So there's far more to the picture in this that I have to learn. Because we call to set people free in our towns. And many of them are praying and being that and nothing's taking place, but there's a far deeper root cause that God wants to expose because it's maybe down in the bloodline kind of thing because of iniquity. Remember, sin, transgression is different to iniquity. And so we're searching for the answers. And as we search for the answers, we're growing in truth so that we can deal with many situations that you and I face as we go around. See, if we start to really think about this and we say, Jesus, you're the king. And because you are the king, you in us, we live in the reality of your life. What all that means, his joy, his peace, his wisdom, everything about his rule, everything. We live in that reality in his glory. And our spirit knows this. But we know our body is still receiving and there's a transformation taking place. And then when we look at our situation and we see we are children of light as we've been speaking about, and we look and we can see the darkness, we can see how people are trapped in sin and darkness. And now we know, but Lord, we're in this kingdom and you're in your kingdom within us here. That stuff is not in your kingdom. Jesus, you paid the price. Your power is greater than all of that. And that's why Paul writes over there, it's the love of Christ that compels us. And he's given us a ministry of reconciliation and a message of reconciliation involved in the lives of the people all around us. So it's very active. It's very hands-on as a child of God. And as I say that, what's the mind going? What are the foxes that are saying, no, 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 no. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe no, whatever it may be. That's a lie. You see, and the Holy Spirit exposing that lie, that thought, as I'm speaking about these things, the Holy Spirit's exposing this stuff. And no, that's not my truth, Jesus, because the truth is, you are the King. It's you that lives in me. The life I live in you. See, you are the King. And the life that I live with this incredible faith of yours that's operating within me. We can quote, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives. But now it's time to step into the truth of that. And understanding that Christ the King dwells within us. And the Holy Spirit that God has given now manifests that in us and through us to touch people's lives. When last have you cast a demon out of someone? When last have we led people to Jesus Christ? When last have we gone to the place where people are battled in deep depression and shared and ministered and they could come out of that? When last have we done these things? When we were in jail. We're not in jail anymore. No. See, and this is why this year is all about is really beginning to say the old is gone, the new is here in Christ Jesus. And we're beginning to just take hold of truth like a little child and to begin to operate. And remember, any single time that these thoughts come up over there, we've got to stop and say, am I just operating in the faith of a little child who just simply heard, believed, responded? Or have I added on theology? Have I added on opinion? Have I added on bad experiences? Have I added on blah, blah, blah? And that. All the time. We've got to take that off there. And we've got to go back to, but Jesus, it's you. It's you in me. It's your powerful Holy Spirit. You are the one that's making this a reality. All I've got to do is have a childlike faith that you put in me anyway and just respond. It's fascinating when Jesus answers for the disciples when they start to, he speaks about the persistent widow that keeps on praying, and that, and how eventually there's the answer. And then straight away the disciples ask the question about, if someone comes and sins against me, how many times must I forgive? And then what Jesus says, 7 times 7, etc., and that. And then straight away after that, they said to Jesus, increase our faith. And Jesus does not say, I'm going to increase your faith. No. Straight after that, Jesus goes into the next teaching and he says to the disciples, listen, let me speak to you about a servant and a master. And he starts to address the reality that the servant goes out and does the duty, and then comes in, and you know how that goes in, and the master says, now go and prepare my meal. And all the time, what's taking place is that the servant is doing his duty, and the master is sitting over there. And you say, but that's the answer to the question, increase our faith, to the request. Yes, because Jesus is saying you have faith. You just need to use it. As a servant, as obedient, now you've got faith and just begin to use that faith faithfully and you start to see you don't need any more faith. You've got it because it's my faith in you. Christ is not empty of faith. It's his faith. You've got it all. Just start to use it. And that's the teaching of that whole parable over there when he's answering this, or he's speaking about that request when the disciples say, increase our faith. Just begin to use it. And you start to see. So this is the journey this year. And as some of you may not know, I'm not one of those people that want people just to sit and just walk lekker. For me, it's about God loves the people of our town. He really loves the people. And we as his children, God has placed us in a specific town that we're in, the towns that we're in, because he loves the people of the town. And we're not here just to enjoy. We're here to enjoy. We're here to fellowship, all those kind of things. But we're here because God loves. And what did God's love do? He sent his son, Jesus Christ. And this is why it's so real for us to just once again to get just to the basics. Simple faith. That day when we got born again, Jesus, you came into my life. And because you came into my life, your kingdom reality is within me. Holy Spirit, you're the one that now applies that into my life and begins to flow out of me. Living waters flow out of me. So we go to Galatians chapter 5. And Paul writes over there that, speaking about again, the freedom in Christ Jesus. And he goes on and he says, now those who are jealous and envious and adulterous, etc., etc., they will not inherit the kingdom of God. But then he says, but those who keep in step with the Spirit, by the Spirit you put to death all of those stuff, and that's the life of the kingdom, the life of Christ operating, the fruit of the Spirit is part of that, that you and I grow into more and more. So welcome to abundant God quality life in Christ Jesus. He's given it to us. As a little child, you receive it. Simple as that. Abraham, he simply believed when God spoke and God said, I give you my righteousness. Simple faith. He didn't add anything else to that. God spoke, yes, I believe. You are righteous. We want to stay in that simple, uncluttered, unpolluted God faith that he birthed within us and grow in that truth all the time. So, welcome to freedom. Enjoy the freedom in Christ Jesus. We've got an amazing year ahead of us. Quite a few know, our first workshop is just hearing the voice of God, learning to discern. And part of that will just really just release a lot of baggage that we might have taken hold of. And then we go, the next workshop will be a workshop of just the freedom journey. And in that day, we will all be equipped on how to set others free. Because that's vital, because it needs to be the application, it needs to be the advancing as we are rooted in this. And then the challenge comes when someone comes into your life and all of a sudden, God, you taught me something. He has a situation. And then we've got it by just because of God's love compelling us, we go and we do that. When we still had the army camps years back, the one army camp, there's a guy in the tent, we're up on the border, and he's got malaria. And God had just baptized me in the Holy Spirit then, and it was like, you know, all these things, I'm a Baptist, what's happening kind of thing. And so I'm sitting over there, and another friend in the tent, I said, Lord, because I knew he was also a Christian, and I said, Lord, if you want me to pray for this guy, why don't you also speak to him? And he looks at me and I look at him and we just knew. And that, so if that fear factor is there, just ask the Holy Spirit to help you, okay? And then I had a friend, so I was brave. And then we went, so Jesus says, go out in twos, okay? You'll have the courage and the bravery. Whatever it takes, we step out in faith. our water pump, you know, I don't know if those guys have been on the boards and that, the water pump just kept on packing, and so there was never water to, for the showers and all those kind of things. And they're battling, and the tippies, you know, trying. So the Holy Spirit just put them hard. Just go lay hands on that water pump. It's okay. Peter's watching. Go there in the name of Jesus. Never had a problem again. You see, it's just childlike faith. Just going for it. Because God's power is greater than any other power. God's kingdom is life. And we are to, with his power of the Holy Spirit, to release that life wherever we go. That's our calling and our journey. So, be blessed. Enjoy the adventure of freedom. Whoopsie. Yeah. So enjoy the spurs and the shopping centers. Touch lives. Amen. Father, this morning we want to just thank you because we've just been recapping a little bit. But thank you for that moment when we were still in the dominion of darkness, controlled by sin, slaves to sin. We were still so caught up in all of that. And then that day came, and you were so much greater than all of the stuff that we were stuck in. And Father, you just ministered to all of us, and it was such a joy for us to experience you in the freedom of forgiveness and acceptance, the freedom of being free of guilt and condemnation. And I think all of us can remember the first few months where it was so much joy, and we often called it the first love and that. But that was simply because we were like a child simply believing. We hadn't yet added anything on. And Father, we want to thank you for once again just bringing us to the place of being like a little child, just again, just receiving. And as we go home, Father, the joy of just again ministering and accepting, Holy Spirit, your powerful ministry, and just say, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are continually releasing the very life of Jesus in us. And I receive that, and I thank you. And it's just us walking in agreement, keeping in step with you, Holy Spirit, that you're reminding us of, so that we can enjoy the freedom of trying in our own ability all the time and just failing. We've forgotten that we're in the kingdom, and we've forgotten that your kingdom's within us. So we want to thank you, Jesus, again for just bringing us to the place of living life with you. And to really touch other people's lives together with you, because you just delight in ministering through us to set people free. You just delight when we within ourselves accept what you have done by childlike faith, so that we in our inner man can experience the greatness of your life within us and that freedom that it brings. So as Paul prayed, Father, we ask too that you will strengthen our inner man, that we can comprehend these things, that we can get established in your incredible love for all. And we want to thank you, Father, for that. So Jesus, as we just eat together with you in the heavenly realms, and we celebrate you this morning as we have the communion and we just rejoice with you. But what a joy, we're not alone. Lord Jesus, in the spiritual realm, there's all the people that have gone before us. We can celebrate together. We can rejoice together with the heavens. We can rejoice with the angelic realm. Father, we can rejoice with the body of Christ worldwide, that today will somewhere along meet together and just celebrate you, Lord Jesus. And we want to thank you. So thank you as we eat and drink together. Holy Spirit, thank you as you just again impart the reality of the life of Christ within us. And thank you today for ministering into people's lives, into our lives. Thank you for the advancement of your kingdom. So it's a joy when we can say, your kingdom come, your will be done. It's such a joy to know that we are saying it within ourselves, but also through us as you touch other people's lives. and we honor you for that. So Lord Jesus, you are pretty awesome. And you're the one that has done it for us. I think you're wanting to open up for us, Lord Jesus, the reality of what you did and us being born again and being united in you and what it means that we are now a new creation in you. And opening that up to us, that we can see what you did on the cross for us and the joy of us being born again and being united, baptized into you, Lord Jesus, that we can experience your life within us. So our spirit smiles, our spirit celebrates, our spirit somersaults with joy. And that's why we're asking, give us strength for our inner man to be able to receive what's already in our spirit, so that our mind, our soul, our emotions, our passions, our body, everything about us will be able to experience the fullness of your kingdom life. I know we are groaning and waiting for the final redemption of our bodies, Lord Jesus. But in the meantime, we can grow in, from one glory to another all the time, just experiencing more and more of the life of your Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, this morning as we continue, thank you. Thank you in parting. And anyone this morning, Lord, that's just spoken to you, Holy Spirit, minister truth, minister life in a way that's beyond the imagination. And this we receive as a child this morning. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.